Welcome to the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one show to bring you all things Club America in English, from tactical analysis to player updates. We've got you covered on all the latest news on Las Águilas. Now, let's start the show. This is the Eagle Eye Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast. This is take number two. So I do want to apologize to everybody who was watching the live show on Twitter. I know we were having an issue on the YouTube side of things, but that wasn't the only technical difficulty that we were going to go and experience that actual recording. So we had a whole mess. Dylan was on the show for a bit. His power went out. He was not going to get power until 24 hours from now. So he's just situating himself with that. We had a guest on from the Lions Den podcast as well, who was supposed to come in and help preview the game against Leon. That backfired as well. There were some technical issues on their end, and it flat out just fell apart. So I want to apologize to all of you who were watching that and just say, I'm sorry. We're going to continuously try to improve. Although I do joke around that we always have technical difficulties and whatnot. This one was absolutely the worst one we've had. And I do want to apologize for all of you who tuned in and just did not receive the quality that we'd like to impose on you guys. So again, I apologize for that. And for those of you listening to this and have no idea what's going on, well, you've spared yourself the fact that there was a huge blunder on our end in recording this live show. So now I'm coming to you guys pre-recorded after that whole mess up. And so I'm going to give you guys my two cents on what happened against Necaxa, and also give you guys a preview in regard to the game against Leon, which hopefully ends up in a much better result than what we did against Necaxa. So let's jump into this, and I'll try to be as quick, brief, and straight to the point as possible. That way you guys get something ahead of the game against Leon, and you guys can sit, enjoy, and listen to this for a little bit, and then go on about your day and watch the game. All right. Well, let's talk where we left off last time, which was against Necaxa. So America had two back-to-back games in a weekend where everything just seemed so rushed for Las Águilas de América. They went on to play against LAFC in a matchup in where it looked like things were positive in the first half, but defensive blunders ended up tainting that game and just really honestly didn't give America a very good taste at the end of the day. Defensive mistakes were kind of the echo of that matchup. And honestly, none of us really lost our minds over it because it was just, in a sense, a pointless friendly to get minutes under our belts and maybe some repetition for mid-game matches. And then shortly afterwards, you had to travel back to Mexico City and prepare your matchup against Necaxa. And we were all with very much high hopes and intentions to see an America side that was going to produce something a lot much better than what we saw against not just LAFC, but against Puebla as well on the road last season. And that just wasn't the case. You know, America started a little bit flat-footed in this matchup. Necaxa took advantage of that and absolutely pressed us and forced us into a mistake. Israel Reyes with the first costly mistake that ended up in a Necaxa goal. And it just kind of was a narrative for the rest of the matchup, right? America, whilst they looked sharp afterwards, after they were already two goals down, it just always seemed that America were very much prone to making these defensive mistakes, right? And it wasn't the fact that Israel Reyes made one or two. He made a couple of mistakes that could have ended up in goals if it wasn't for Necaxa just kind of being off in the moment. The biggest mistake, of course, came at the dying embers of the match where Malagón should have read across much better, bounces in and gets kind of beat in his far post. It's unfortunate. You don't want to see that, especially from starting goalkeeper and especially from a national team caliber-esque goalkeeper as well. It just doesn't seem like it was anyone's night in that sense. Although, funny enough, as I was saying that, I just remembered Álvaro Fidalgo looked like he was having a tremendous matchup against Necaxa, right? Two goals on the night. Looked to be unstoppable. Looked like he was going to be our saving grace. But just ultimately, because of these defensive mistakes, he wasn't the hero that he was meant to be for this matchup. But it was good to see that he was on the score sheet. And again, he's coming in, doing things, and continues to be the motor of this America attack, and he's the reason why we look so good in lapses of the game and where we shouldn't be. And I guess it was just unfortunate the way that things ended up kind of faltering for America in this matchup. But look, we can be as critical as we want to be, but honestly, seven jornadas in, and this is our first loss. I mean, looking back into what was the Apertura and where we were able to reach a team campeonato, it didn't look this good in seven games. So there's some positives to take away from that, and knowing that, okay, we've been doing things right. There was bound to be a mishap here and there, but the important thing is that America was responsive in this mishap. If there's any way to kind of consolidate this and say, okay, there was something to take away from this matchup, and there is, and there's positives at the end of the day. Don't get me wrong. But we do know the expectations for this club. And a game against Necaxa is a must-win game always, because you're looked on paper to be the stronger opponent, especially being a tricampeón. You're not supposed to lose these matches. You're not supposed to struggle in these games. And America just showed a different face. And so, again, that was quite unfortunate. But I don't think it's time to press that panic button at all. I think it's a good reset for this team, and it's a good learning curve, and it's a good lesson to the rest of the players that, hey, we have been playing very well, but it's not to say that we're unstoppable. We need to be sharp in every game. We cannot afford to be making silly mistakes, because we will end up getting kind of sucker punched for it, and that's exactly what Necaxa did. They took their punch and, you know, they connected. So, again, it was unfortunate, but again, it wasn't the end of the world. And I think there are some positives that we can take away from that matchup, like I mentioned with the Alvaro Fidalgo situation. And honestly, the other big kind of downside to this is obviously the Kevin Alvarez injury, the red card, which ultimately makes him unavailable for this matchup against Leon. But yeah, I don't know. It's unfortunate to see this America side do as poorly as they did against a Necaxa side that we all expected would have done, you know, that wasn't going to complicate life as much as they did for America. But I guess it is what it is in that sense, but we'll have to survive. And again, a good learning lesson for this team to know that, hey, we're not invincible, and we need to take every matchup with just that much more seriousness coming into this one. So that is kind of just my two cents. And again, America's first loss in the season, not the biggest worry in the world. I know we all would have loved to see this America side go undefeated and unbeaten. But maybe that's just not in the history books yet for this Andre Jardines side. And maybe it's coming in the next tournament or so. And so I guess we'll see where all of that kind of falters out. But yeah, that's my two cents in regards to this America Necaxa game. Poor matchup that can only be described as defensive mistakes end up being Club America's Achilles heel, and ultimately, and kind of this triumphant comeback that was on the table for America. But yeah, I mean, you're still sitting in second place, and you're still looking at an opportunity to potentially get first place if you beat Leon come Wednesday. So again, nothing is lost. And nothing is really out of reach for America. Everything is still within grasp. It's just making sure that we take each and every game a lot more serious, even with these weaker side opponents. So that is kind of my recap of what happened with Necaxa. But all right, let's talk club news. Injuries. The injury report that we have right now is that Buffalo Aguirre and Henry Martin both have tendonitis in their heel. Henry Martin has a little bit of less seriousness than Buffalo Aguirre, though. So, but they've both been practicing with the squad. It's just they can't 100% practice at a 100% rhythm. So there are question marks as to whether or not they'll get even 45 minutes, let alone 90, for the matchup against Leon. So that's kind of what we have. Jonathan Dos Santos is still in the injury department. It looks like he's not 100% yet, so he might be fit in, I want to say, maybe 2 weeks' time, hopefully sooner. But I'd expect him to I'd expect for us to see Jonathan Dos Santos back against Chivas in that week-long Clásico matchups that we have against them. And I think that's it in regards to injuries. Obviously, we have the Kevin Alvarez red card that happened. That's unfortunate. Again, he's going to be out for this matchup against León. And a bit of transfer news, which is a bit odd for us to talk about transfers late into February. But America's got a new physical trainer from Fluminense. It looks like it's someone that Andre Jardine trusts and someone that Andre Jardine has asked for. So interesting to see him kind of come from Fluminense, how he will adapt with America. He's still not with the club, but everything's been finalized, so he will be making his way to Mexico City, I would imagine, any day now. Last I heard was he was in the United States kind of finalizing his work visa, and then after that, it's just a matter of when he gets to arrive to Mexico City to incorporate himself with Las Águilas del América. But that is kind of the news and the transfer update that we have regarding Club América and their new physical trainer, which I guess will help hopefully avoid all these injuries in the long run, because I know we had way too many last season, and slowly but surely they're starting to trickle up this season as well. So that is the update we have regarding the club. I don't really have anything else regarding Las Águilas and América. But we do have some very exciting personal news here on the Eagle Eye Podcast. It's something that has been in the works for quite some time now, and I'm super excited to be able to finally announce that we are officially going to be throwing a watch party for the Clásico de México. So, SoCal Americanistas, if you are in the Los Angeles area, if you are anywhere in that vicinity, we are partnering up with the Football Boutique in Los Angeles to throw our first ever Club America watch party for the Clásico de México. So that means on March 8th, we are going to be at the Football Boutique watching the game. And not just that, but we're also going to be having a live show. So if you're not going to be able to make it and you're not in the area, then you're still going to be able to join in the celebration, as we're going to have a live show leading up to the game. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're really putting so much effort and hard work into providing such a great watch party event, and we hope that all of you guys who are within the vicinity and who are in the area come out. It's going to be a family event, so, you know, bring the family, bring the kids, bring everyone, really. We want to see as many Americanistas. We want to paint the whole Football Boutique yellow, and it would just be an absolute great atmosphere to be able to see just the Americanismo community come together and such a huge game as well. So yeah, we're really looking forward to this. We're really excited. And all of the information, event times, the address, everything that's going to be going down, we're going to be releasing it this Saturday, February 22nd, dropping on all our social media platforms. We're going to be having you guys all the information regarding this watch party. Again, we're partnering up with the Football Boutique. Shout out to them. They just did their 1-year anniversary not too long ago. They're absolutely killing it in the LA area, and we're just super excited to be able to collaborate with them and bring you guys this watch party. So yeah, stay tuned to our social media platforms. We're going to have all that information for you guys and much, much more regarding the watch party. And yeah, that's a little bit of the news we have here on the EY Podcast. We hope to see as many and all of you there. And yeah, we hope it's a classical to remember. Let's talk Club America versus León. James Rodríguez makes his way into the Estadio Ciudad de los Deportes, a.k.a. El Estadio Azul Crema. What can we expect from this game? I want to say that we're going to see a much, much better Club America than we've seen in the past week. I want to say that we're going to see an America side that is not only determined on knowing how they want to play, but just dialed in and focused and just sharp in all areas, right? Especially in the defensive side of things. I think we've seen enough mistakes and enough blunders to know that this America side can do much better. And, you know, we praise this America side for having such a great defense back in the Apertura of 2023, whenever they did claim the 14th title. I think it's time to kind of get back to the basics of that and, you know, start building a much stronger defensive unit. I think we've kind of we've experimented a lot in that back line, which I don't think has helped the case either. And so I want to see a much solid America side in that sense. And if we're talking about a predicting starting 11 here, I'm going with Luis Angel Malagón in net, Dagoberto on the right-hand side. That should hopefully get us closer to completing that 1,000-minute rule. I'm going to say Ramón Juárez. I think we're going to bench Israel Reyes after the game he had. And Ramón has just been playing sensational whenever he does get minutes. I'm going Ramón Juárez, Sebastián Cáceres, and Cristian Calderón on the left-hand side. In the midfield, we're going to see Alan Cervantes, Fidalgo, and Eric Chiquito Sánchez on the right-hand side. Sendejas on the left-hand side. We're going to have Brian Rodriguez, and up top, Victor Dávila. I think that's a good formation. I think that's a formation that can give a lot going forward, but also has a lot of balance in the midfield and in the defense. And honestly, that's what you need right now. I think you need to take this game and just play it in the sense quarter by quarter, right? In the first 15 minutes, kind of observe what is Leon going to try to throw at you after those first 15 minutes, then go into the next 15 minutes knowing that, okay, I've analyzed my opponent. Now I know what I have to throw at them. And, you know, create opportunities, create chances, and take them. You know, America is not shy to score a goal or to, not excuse me, score a goal, but to take chances from long-range distance or create anything, really. I want to see an America side that is confident on the ball and off the ball, you know? And even if you put a James Rodriguez in front of these America players, they're not going to show any sign of weakness whatsoever. I want to see a very confident America back line, a very confident America midfield, and a very confident America forward line whenever they do get into the final third. So I just want to see a well-rounded America game. And it doesn't mean that this game has to end up at a 3-4-0 matchup for it to be a well-rounded game for them. But I do want to see an America side that is going to be observant, an America side that is going to be dominant on possession. Whenever they do have the ball, they have an idea of what they want to do going forward. And whenever they don't have the ball, they have an idea of how to kind of contain the Leon attack. And we know that this Leon attack has pace. And they have quality as well. You know, when you have a player like James Rodriguez, I'm sure, you know, that it helps bolster the attack in that way. And so I want to see an America side that is well-rounded on all aspects of the pitch. And hopefully we get to see a couple of goals from America and a couple of great saves from Malagón. And we call it a game. You know, I'm going with my scoreline prediction of 2-0. And I think we need a clean sheet after that horrendous game we had against Necaxa. And I mean, what better way than to kind of secure first place with beating Leon, walking away with a clean sheet with a James Rodriguez that is in form. You shut him out. You shut, you know, all the negativity and all the criticism coming into this game, saying that Leon was going to be, you know, the team that was going to walk all over you. And now you're looking and showcasing that you are the champion of Liga MX, the tricampeón. And so I just want to see an America set that's going to be very much, like I mentioned, confident and dominant in all aspects of the field. And it won't be an easy matchup whatsoever, but it's a good test for America. And honestly, the first big real test for America, you know? And hopefully that this is a good stepping stone to what's to come. We know that CONCACAF Champions Cup is at the top of the priority list. And a matchup like this prepares you for what's to come in March. So, like I said, I'm going 2-0 America. And why not? Let's have Victor Dávila score against his ex team. You know, I think that would be sweet. That'd be real nice. So I'm going with 2-0 America against Necaxa. Really, I would have loved to be able to dive deeply into this matchup with Mescari Torres. It was unfortunate that, you know, the technical difficulties that we had during the show kind of obstructed us from having a really good conversation. But I'm sure that she's good at just as much as we are. And it's unfortunate. But I do think that hopefully these two sides meet again in the league and we're able to do this again in a couple months' time and talk in America versus Leon. So shout out to them. Shout out to Cari. I know you guys wanted to come on the show, and we were really excited to have you guys on as well. Unfortunately, technical difficulties didn't allow that to happen. But like I said, yeah, we're looking forward to this matchup, and may the best team win. And hopefully, if I'm right, then that means America is going to end up winning 2-0. So we'll see what happens. And that's pretty much all I got here. Like I said, it was going to be a quick and short podcast. I wanted to be just in and out and be able to bring you guys some type of coverage before this matchup. And then, of course, we have the Clásico Capitolino against Pumas as well. So look forward to talking in regards to that as well. Coming in later this week, we might have another one of these short mini sessions just to get you guys ready ahead of the game against Pumas. But that is all I got, and I'll leave you guys with that. Again, super excited about this watch party that we just announced, and I hope that all of you guys are able to make it, and we'll give you guys more information as the week progresses. With that said, you guys have a wonderful night. Take care, and as always, Arriba America.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was another production of the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one source for all things Club America in English. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Eagle Eye Podcast and get all the latest news and coverage. And subscribe to our podcast wherever it is you may listen.